Last month, the Second United Nations-backed tribunal began trying leaders of the Cambodian Khmer Rouge, the radical communist regime accused of committing torture and genocide between 1975 and 1979. An estimated 1.7 million people were murdered, close to a quarter of the population at the time. But in the decades since, only one man has been tried and convicted for those crimes. Tet Sombat has been trying to change that. An investigative journalist for Cambodia's largest paper, he spent 10 years befriending and gently coaxing dozens of confessions from those he suspected were guilty. His crowning achievement, an apology on camera from Nun Chia, the second in command of the Khmer Rouge, the highest ranking person now on trial. Sombat's film, Enemies of the People, is his attempt to explain the past to a generation of Cambodians who widely refuse to believe that such brutality was perpetrated by their forebears.
Because all the Khmer Rouge kept quiet, did not tell the people. When any journalist went to talk to the top Khmer Rouge leader, especially Lai Nun Chia, he always denied any killing.
You spent years ingratiating yourself with Nun Chia, softening him up before he was candid with you. As a reporter, was it frustrating to invest literally years to get him to speak the truth?
At the beginning, yes, I had to be patient a lot, because if I just go one time, three times, 10 times to get it, it is impossible. I take 4 years that he start to tell everything, yes. I just try to go to see him every weekend.
You drove from Phnom Penh to the north of the country every weekend for 4 years. Years of patience, as you say. But it also took you years of silence because of not what you asked Nun Chia, but of what you didn't tell him.
I didn't tell him about my family members, especially my mother, my father and brother died during the time, because if I told him, Nun Chia would stop talking to me because he thought that I am not neutral. I try to keep my background very secret. Even my wife, my children, I never told them about my family member died during the Khmer Rouge, because I am worried that my wife or my children can leak this information outside, and then other people, especially like Nun Chia and other Khmer Rouge, they know about this problem, and then they would stop talking to me. Until at the end, I decided to tell Nun Chia because I saw that the court was going to arrest Nun Chia, and then I tell him about that. Even Nun Chia, he's surprised about when I told him, because when I am talking with Nun Chia, we are very friendly to each other.
You know, there was a film by Quentin Tarantino released about the time that Enemies of the People was released called Inglourious Basterds. And one of the characters in the film, her family was murdered by the Nazis, and she finds herself dining a year or so later with the murderer. It's very dramatic. It's very tense. But it was fiction. Watching you in this film sitting down and smiling with brother number two and his family, it's a chilling thing to witness.
At the beginning, yes. When I talk to Nun Chia and other killer, it makes my heart is not so good. Especially when I talk to the killer, they always talk about how they kill the people, how they cut, the way they kill my father is similar, and then make me very sad, but I just keep quiet.
You told a New York Times reporter that you came to like Nun Chia.
I met Nun Chia, I talked Nun Chia. More frequently, I talked to my brother, my sister, yes? So even Nun Chia, he also talked a lot to me, more than his relative. He didn't tell his children about what's happening during that time. Even his children are surprised why his father told me, didn't tell them anything. If Nun Chia died, I think the Khmer Rouge story finished.
The story resides only in the memories of Nun Chia. Pol Pot has been dead for years.
Nun Chia and Pol Pot, they are the same person. I talked to Nun Chia, he said, if Pol Pot still alive, I will took him to see you and both of us will talk to you.
Sombat, I asked you about that fictional film, Inglourious Basterds, for a reason. The character who sat quietly with her family's murderer did so because she was looking for revenge. But you seem not to have had that motivation. When the United Nations Tribunal asked you for your raw tape to help them with their prosecution, you said no, that you wanted your film not to be prosecutorial evidence, but historical evidence.
I do not need to get them 10 years, 30 years, or 100 years in jail. What I want is let them confess. Because when the killer and Nunchia, they confess everything, it means that they accept their punishment already, yes? And they want to say apologize to all Cambodian victims.
What was the reaction in Cambodia to your film?
Some Cambodian, they asked me to arrange to meet the killer. I said, why you want to meet them? They said, I want to go and hug them and to say, yeah, I forgive them.
Why would they want to hug these people that were murderers?
They want to hug them because these people, they confess. And then the victim, they understand, oh, these people, they also under oppression, pressure from other Khmer Rouge leaders that order them to kill. If they do not follow the order, they would be killed too. They pity these people.
Sambat, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you to you too, yes.
Tet Sambat is director of Enemies of the People and a reporter at the Phnom Penh Post.